Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. Today, this is going to be a little bit longer podcast, by 2 or 3 minutes, but talking about a really important topic. It's entitled Winning Traditions, Philosophy and Approach to Team Building. You know, I interact with a large number of fundraising executives with all sizes of institutions, from large hospital networks to small shops of maybe one fundraiser. You know, it would be a mistake to assume that the very large organizations do everything very well, and that the small organizations, because of lack of resources, do a poor job. You know, sometimes it works the other way. In fact, it often does. When it comes to maximizing an organization's fundraising potential, there seems to be little correlation, if any, between the size and effectiveness of an organization. It has more to do with consistent philosophy and leadership team, along with clearly defined roles and responsibilities. If you know anything about my career, I've spent my whole career trying to find out why the best organizations in fundraising were the best. You know, lately I've been thinking about this fundraising as compared to sports teams. I love to watch sports. I have my favorite teams, but I'm always amazed at organizations that are exceptional. And when it comes to football, there are two stories that really come to mind. One is the New England Patriots and, of course, the Cleveland Browns. You know, for 16 years, the National Football League, the franchises of Cleveland Browns and New England Patriots have gone just separate directions, amazingly so. And so, with apology to my friends that are Browns fans who are willing to kind of suffer through this, I'd like to talk about the differences between the Browns and the Patriots. And so there's, believe it or not, going to be an application for fundraising organizations at the very end. When you think about those incredible winners, the Patriots, and those that have struggled, the Browns, there's some interesting facts, in fact, some interesting correlation between those two organizations. And I'm going to spend a little bit of time talking about that because I think it becomes important. You know, the Browns, those amazing fans that continue to support them, they have struggled for 17 years. When you think about the reasons for that, it's pretty amazing. And I want to talk about, first of all, you got to remember that Bill Belichick, who is the coach for the Patriots, was the coach for the Cleveland Browns before they moved to Baltimore and became the Ravens, and then the new Browns team was put together. But let's look at this contrast for just a minute. The Browns have won 195 games. I'm sorry, the Patriots have won 195 games and lost 81. The Browns have had 87 wins and 189 losses. The winning percentage for the Patriots is 70%, for the Browns, 31%. Losing seasons, the Patriots had one. That was the first year of Bill Belichick's tenure. The Browns have had 14, so 1 to 14. Playoff appearances, the Patriots have had 13, last 7 in a row, Browns have had 1. Playoff wins, the Patriots had 33, Browns 0. 10 winning seasons, the Patriots have had 14, the Browns 1. Starting quarterbacks for the Patriots, there have been 4. For the Browns, 24. So in order to create a parity among franchises, and draft picks are awarded by record of the previous year, the worst teams picked first. Since 1999, the Browns have earned that top right 3 times in 7 selections. The Patriots have had no top 3 picks in the last 16 years. Now just think about that. The Patriots tend to pick around 21 in the draft, and the Browns 8. When you think about that, you wonder why. What is the difference? The payroll for the Patriots in 2016 was $182 million. The Browns, guess what? $182 million. So what's the difference? Why are they exceptional? And what you realize if you listen to the Patriot way is that there's a difference in philosophy and approach. So winning, obviously, having a winning tradition takes years to achieve. But there is a difference in philosophy and approach. So first of all, the Patriots are really focused on how they evaluate, acquire, retain, and release players. They in particular, the Patriots in particular, understand the kind of player that fits into their system. They invest in that fixed salary cap dollars. They're smart how they use that money. And how they, the Patriots, are able to clearly define roles, bring in players from other teams that have been passed over, and make them successful. and how the Patriots spot talent in the fourth and fifth rounds of the draft and end up being incredibly successful. The Patriot way is pretty unique. And there's several ingredients. Number one, consistent in the leadership. Bill Belichick is the longest tenure of all NFL coaches. Now think about that. Since he's been the coach, the Browns have hired and fired 9 head coaches since 2000. Player personnel, they know what kind of player will and will not work in this system. And that's the kind of player they look for. They have a proactive process. They have clearly defined and successful philosophy that they follow. They are proactive and not reactive. They make unconventional moves. They hire people when some others think that it might be a bold decision with a mistake at the end. But they make those decisions, and they've proven to be successful. They have an organizational culture that's hardworking, extremely well-prepared. The Patriots are considered to be self-policing, accountability within the locker room. They hold each other accountable. Now, when it comes to career potential, while Cleveland is considered a potential career killer, people will often take less to go to the Patriots team. The results, the New England Patriots are perennial winners with hordes of raging fans. Now, with all that said, what's the non-for-profit application? Nonprofit organizations are not exactly the same, but are quite similar in one particular way. Most of the factors that contribute to winning or losing traditions are directly related to people, hiring resources, what type of player will fit within our system, when to bring in more personnel, how to define their roles, how to support and develop their skills. In other words, organizational success is about hiring the right people at the right time, in the right role, with the right job description. It's really that simple. So as you analyze your organization, think about these important characteristics of the most successful organizations, whether they're an NFL team, a not-for-profit, or a for-profit business. Hiring the right person at the right time for the right position in the right job description. It makes a tremendous difference. It makes a difference in your level of success or your level of failure. And thanks for joining us today in this podcast.